official radio show on the planet.
Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Underground Gospel Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on? What's going on? How everybody doing? How everybody doing? Everybody good? Everybody good?
Everybody doing great.
We back in the underground.
Great.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm glad to be back in the underground. I get good vibes, good energy in the underground.
That's right. It's that spirit.
Come on.
Yes.
But yeah, listen, man, I'm excited about today's topic, man. And you know, but before we get in there, man, you already know what we do. You already know what goes down, man. Listen, I'm need y'all to click like and share. I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and get your granddaddy, your grandmamas, your aunties, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. Get them all in the building. Get them all in the building. Call them on the phone. Let them know we in the underground.
That's right.
We are in the underground.
That's right.
All right. So listen, man. Listen. Now that we got that on the way. Yeah, so listen, now that we got that out the way, we're going to let y'all know to go ahead and download the application. Let y'all know, man, listen, this is the best of the home of the best gospel, R&B, hip-hop, spoken word.
That's right.
In the land.
On Jesus.
In the land. In the land. On Jesus. On God.
That's right. Come on.
So, yeah, stay tuned, man. Listen, y'all want to stay connected and stay tuned and, you know, stay linked in with the underground. The best bet is for y'all to go ahead and get the application.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
Go there right now.
Right now. Right now. In the underground. Underground Gospel Radio is where you can download it. All right. So, yeah, man, listen, how y'all been this week? How y'all been? Y'all been good?
Good.
I can't complain. I ain't gonna complain.
Okay. No complaints. So that means the Lord has been on y'all side. The Lord has been on y'all side.
Now it took a while to learn that.
Yeah.
I just think he was against me.
Yeah.
Me too. Say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you be going through things you don't really understand. It's like a process.
No.
But see, ain't nothing wrong with being beat sometimes.
Oh, that's what we get into.
That mean you a son if you got beat. He chastised the one he loves.
That's right.
You ain't get beat up a little bit. That sound bad. Like
if you ain't get beat up. Listen.
Come on.
And you know what? Sometimes even in the parenting. You know, you know how your parents be like, well, you know, I always feel like I'm getting picked on. I always feel like I'm, you know, because I love you. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Right.
Huh?
Facts.
I wouldn't do this if I ain't love you.
Come on.
Really?
It's going to hurt me more than hurt you.
No, it don't. You hitting me.
No. That hurt.
Yeah. It be like, that hurt. Shoot, I hurt you more than hurt me. Mm-hmm. You ain't getting hit.
Right.
Ouch.
Come on.
That hurt.
You ain't getting it. Shoot.
Jesus. Shoot. Leaving bruises.
Yeah.
No, we don't want none of that.
Nah, that's a bruise.
That's why I ain't never spanked my daughter until like later.
Really?
She only had like 2 spankings from me. Because I was getting whooped all the time. And I was like,
all right, I got you.
Yeah. And stuff I didn't even do. Fifi did it. No, I didn't.
Wow.
And, so I was like, there has to be another way to discipline. Put my hands on.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Well, there he is.
But, you know, one time I had to spank a little behind because she got a little flip.
Uh-oh.
See?
Yeah.
She was 2 and her dad was like, Fee, you better pop her behind because she was like, daddy. And he said, because I pop her behind. When she
That's right.
And I would not do it because I was just like, no. And one time she cut up so, and I popped on it behind you. Like,
surprised.
Yeah.
See?
Not me. I didn't abuse her because that's a difference. I won't tell y'all.
Yeah.
I know abuse.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't say, you changed.
But she was 2.
You changed. You changed.
No, she
you
probably would have because she no could sense. Talk.
Yeah.
Like, I know. She was looking at me like,
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, her little face.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And whoo, she had me, her them little eyes. I was like, and she do a little pout.
Mm,
They know what they do.
They know what they be doing.
Yeah, they do.
Kids know
yeah,
how
they
to do. Get you.
Yeah, they do. They know how to get you, and they know how to get under your skin.
Woo.
Yes, they do. They know how to push your buttons. They know how to push your buttons. I'm telling you, I agree. They know how to push your buttons big time.
That's right.
So, I mean, listen, it's crazy. It's crazy. But listen, we're going to go ahead and get into this topic, you know, right now. We're going to go ahead and get into this topic right now. So, we're going to push the envelope right now. You know, we got some stuff, some technical difficulties going on, but we're going to go ahead and get into the topic anyway. All right. So, right now, the topic for this week is I know y'all like, oh, what is the topic? What is the topic?
Give it to us, Steve. I mean, selfless.
It is. You need an oil change.
Woo!
Woo.
You need an oil change.
Yes.
You need an oil change.
Yes.
Did you change your oil? Did you get your oil change?
Mm-hmm. I got mine changed last month.
Listen, you got yours changed last month?
Yeah, I tried to do it a week or two in advance.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Did you get your oil change?
Yeah, my oil change.
You got your oil change? Okay.
Yeah, hell, I be running up and rolling down this.
You got to stay with your oil change.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't play that. I get my oil change. I drive my car.
I know that's right. Hey, listen, don't play with that oil change because, listen, it be broke down on the side of the road.
And some people, you know, some people don't put no oil in the engine.
Come on now.
I guess
that's where we going. But, and then what happened?
What happened? It breaks down.
It breaks down. And then what happens after that?
It's not even prepared for the process.
What?
Ooh, talk about it.
You
got
to put, so one of my friends told me put some of the, y'all probably know what it is. What is it called? not Murphy. Is that what it's called?
No, the top of the oil?
You put it in, like you mix it in with the with your oil or your gas.
Right, right.
I think is that the two cycle?
What is
two, it? Is it two cycle oil and gas?
Yeah.
It's two cycle, but that's not for a car though.
No, it is for a car.
It's for a car.
It is?
Yeah, it's Kelly. Is it Kelly?
Kelly. I'm not sure. I'm not a mechanic, so I wouldn't know. I just know I gotta get an oil.
It's called Lucas Oil.
Lucas. Okay. I know you're talking about Lucas. I know what you're talking about.
And okay. You put it in there with, it's a fuel injection.
Yeah.
Like it's for race cars.
But you know what? You know, I got little car is a little, you know, kind of.
It looks fast though.
Your car is considered a sports car.
Yeah, it's considered a little sports car.
What's the word? It's yeah, it's sporty.
It's sporty. But you know,
there's another word I wanted to use, like kind of spiffy. Not spiffy.
I was going to say feisty.
It is feisty.
Yeah. if it fits your character.
Yeah.
It fits your character. It really does fix your character. Yeah. So I can see that. I can see that.
But yes, Lucas Oil, you guys. So ladies, so y'all will know.
Okay. Lucas Oil. Okay. I got you. But see, the oil we talking about today. Oil we talking about today.
What kind of oil?
Is the oil on your life?
Mm.
Oil.
It's that anointing oil, that holy oil, that Jesus oil.
The Jesus oil.
And you need to get an oil change.
That's right.
It's time to get an oil change, though.
Speaks a lot about, because you know, you hear a lot about in the church, the oil.
Yeah, the oil.
But I challenge the people that say that they know what it is, because today was the first time I found out actually what it was.
Really?
What you mean?
What is the oil?
What is the oil?
The oil.
Yeah.
Oh, come on then.
But there
he come out the park space.
He come out swinging.
They come out.
Because it's a big thing in the church right now. It's just a big entertainment thing about the oil, and it's honestly like a big blaspheme in a way, because when you get down to the point of what is the oil, can they really give you the 100% answer? Yeah, I know what the oil is. That's whenever they pour that on you and you didn't. No, that's not the oil. See, it's in scripture. Did we not? We talk. Yeah. It's in scripture. It's in Leviticus.
Yes.
You got
yes.
it, bro?
Yes.
Please look it up.
It's in Leviticus.
You keep on talking though, because I'm here.
It's,
I love it.
Because it goes right down to what Steve taught me. You have to go through something. You have to apply the faith. Faith don't grow like everything else.
That's right.
You know,
right.
you grow from being fed, watered, you know, eating, drinking, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Plants, mm-hmm. they take the sun in all day long and they take in the water. Then at night they grow. You know what I'm saying? Everything grows differently.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes.
Can only grow through
oil. Yeah. So it's Leviticus 24:2. Command the sons of Israel that they bring to you clear oil from beaten olives.
Whoa.
For the light. To make a lamp burn continually. Now listen. Now we've been communicating on that beaten part. That beaten part. See, we don't want to go through nothing to have that get that good oil.
Mm.
And see, when you beat the oil, it becomes the purest and the finest.
Purest and the finest.
And the finest oil.
Now, and it's different than crushing. You don't.
Yes.
It disrupts the purity, the properties of it being purified when you crush it.
Yes. Yes.
So it has to be beating. It has. It is requested. Well, yes. it was requested from the king. Go get beaten
oil,
beaten olive oil
specifically.
And you know what? You got me over here about to. I my face looked calm. But in the inside.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just like, yes, this is awesome.
Yes, yes.
Because my mind is like going from, of course, I got to go back to Jesus.
Yes. It says, come on.
And it pleased the Lord yes. to bruise him.
Yes.
Y'all.
Yes, yes.
He was beat.
Yes.
He was bruised. He was esteemed, you know, like smitten of God.
Yeah.
And afflicted.
Mm-hmm. My God. Yes.
And it says, but it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Jesus. And that's what, listen, that represents Jesus, the beaten oil. He doesn't want no other oil.
He don't
want beaten oil.
Everything, when you said that, when you read back in Leviticus, that mm-hmm. was still pointing to Jesus.
It was still pointing to Jesus.
Because yes. that oil had to be beaten.
Yes.
Who is Jesus? What does scripture say? He is the what? The true what?
The true vine.
The true vine.
He is the true vine. And we are the branches. He is the vine and we are the branches. Come on. And if we don't abide in the vine.
Yes.
We will not live. We have to abide in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is dope. That's all I have to say. Because I just got like, just encouraged.
Yes.
Our natural mindset, we was talking about this. Our natural mindset is for us to wake up every day and expect for there to be nothing bad to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, let's just be honest. Let's be honest.
And we do.
We wake up. Oh, today's gonna be a great day. Before you can jump in the shower, something could happen.
Yeah.
And then you have to. Okay, wait a minute. I've been conditioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What Jesus? If it happened to Jesus. Jesus was for the sickness.
Yeah.
Jesus was for being the one in the messed up situation getting beat on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's a time allotted for that.
Yeah.
Like everyone we know, when we're reading scripture, we already know that everyone had to go through some type of process.
Yes, yes.
To get the oil out.
Jesus.
To get the pure essence.
Mm.
It's the pure essence of who you truly are.
Yes.
Now that we can't really wrap our mind around that in the natural because we can't see it.
Right, right.
Because we don't want pain.
We don't want pain at all.
No.
All the body want is flesh, lust, pleasure.
Yes.
And let the flesh die.
That's right.
We want. We want to be pleased.
That's right.
So you don't want to go through no suffering. Now, I'm not talking about people that be like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like,
right.
I'm not talking about those type of people. I'm talking about no suffering. It's nothing you go through is joyous at the present. I think the word says that.
Yeah.
It's not joyous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joy. Like you like jubilant.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
But it does say to do all things. No, to all things be joyful, like be delightful through all things, and that's so like when we hear that, we be like, "What you talking about? Well, really, how can delightful can you get during a messed up situation?"
Right, right, right.
At least delightful to enough to be able that God can check Himself in you and know that you still got faith in Him in that situation.
Yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah.
He honors his word.
Right, 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 right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you live that word,
he has to, like,
he has to honor it.
He has to honor it.
His word cannot come back to him, like the word says, void or unfulfilled. Right. Like, it has to accomplish what it was set out to accomplish.
Right.
So you speak the word.
No. That was, wonder why people keep going. People say, I'm going through a circle.
Yeah.
I keep going because God done spoke something on their life to come to pass and they ain't going through it the right way. So it won't return void. It's not coming back to him.
You might as well just surrender, submit to the process, go on through it because you're going to grow. And we talked about this before about darkness, like going through the darkness. Mm-hmm. Some people call it the dark night of the soul. Mm-hmm. And it's a place that's very scary. I think you go through that place like once, because Jesus went through it once, like majorly.
Right, right.
And when you're about to transition into going to the next place, there is a process that you go through that is extremely dark.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people say, and I know my preachers, like a preacher actually told me this, so I'm going to give him props. He actually shared this over the congregation. Mm. Well, he shared it with me first because I was like, I don't know what I'm going through right now. This was some years back. And he was like, he said, Fee, embrace the darkness. And I was just like, what? Yeah. I don't want to embrace the darkness because I don't know what's in the darkness.
Right.
What you mean embrace the darkness?
Right.
And he said, if you do that, he said, you have never done that. You have always been afraid.
You flee from the darkness.
And you jump out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's kind of like the process. You said the pressing, the beating.
Yeah, the beating.
We jump out of it, and then we are missing the process. We're missing the mark.
Right,
yeah.
If we submit to the process, we'll see what comes out of it.
They come out of it.
Because God is not like man. We think, oh my God, if I do that, if I sin, if I, whatever it is, whatever comes in that darkness.
Yeah. Right.
You feel like I'm horrible, but God is like looking at you like,
yeah,
he submitted, she submitted, finally she understands my ways.
Yeah, that's right. That's good stuff right there.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
Yes. And that's why the Bible simply says, you know, his ways are not our ways.
No.
Right. You know, his understanding is not our understanding.
Right.
We're not gonna ever get to the, you know, to really correlate and put in that whole sector of our brain and our mindset of how God operates. And we was talking on the way earlier, and the word of God is so amazing, man. The word of God is just, whoo, the word of God is so amazing. The word of God is the only thing in your life that everything in your life is required to respond to.
Wow. Even the entire earth.
Exactly.
Even the birds, the trees.
Yes. Everything. Listen, everything. Nothing in you.
You better say that.
We believe more in a quote rather than the word of God. But the only thing in your life, the word of God is the only thing in your life that has to respond to everything in your life. Listen, when you get diabetes, when you get when you get sickness in your body, when you get anything wrong in your life, you resort to the word of God because the word of God cannot return back to him void.
Boy, it's got to do something.
The word of God has to manifest itself.
Yes.
It has to manifest itself. It has to go through the process. Right. It has to get, just like Jesus had to go to the cross.
Yeah.
It has to, it's the whole thing. Right. His word has to follow through.
To manifest. Yeah.
It has to. So the word of God is the only thing in your life that has to respond to everything in your life.
All right. The preacher has spoken.
Listen, that's strong. And man. that is such an amazing thing, because and when you get to that point, that's when the oil starts to make sense. You know, the oil and how it has to continually to burn. You can't run off oil that you've been burning your whole entire life. You have to renew your oil. You have to, because it's not going to continue to burn. Your oil going to run out.
Right.
I got to ask y'all a question about the oil.
Okay.
When we was talking about in the beginning, when you was like, what we're going to be discussing, you know, before, I kept hearing the blood.
We were talking about the blood. Yes.
I kept hearing the blood.
Wow.
Even though you clearly said the oil. Like in my mind, it was like
the blood. Yes. Yes.
The blood.
The blood. Wow.
And all I can see is because it's the same. I want to study this, I guess.
Yes.
Because is it the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the blood and the oil the same?
Yes.
Because
he was beaten. And when you're beaten, something has to draw.
Because that just came to me, man. Wow.
It's revelation. What did they talk about in the Old Testament? The oil.
The oil.
What did they talk about in the New Testament?
The blood.
The blood.
It's letting you know he was.
Yes. Yes.
Beginning. Yeah.
Yes. He's thank the beginning you. And the
thank,
end.
I say, thank you so much, Father. Thank
yes.
you for that revelation.
Yes, the blood.
When they put the blood on the side posts and the upper posts.
Oh, my God. My God.
Moses gave the instruction. He said, when the destroyer sees the blood, he will pass over you.
He will pass over
there
you.
There will be no death that comes to you.
Oh, my Jesus. Wow.
Y'all, we need to apply.
We need to apply the blood.
The oil.
That's obedience. You see,
this is awesome.
It's simple.
I'm just like, but I'm so blown right now because I'm like, it's so simple.
Simple.
But you're like, what?
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the word of God is so taken out of complex and context.
My
and,
goodness.
You know, when it's like, yo, God, it's this. I'm giving you the life instructions. I'm giving you manifestations. I'm giving you your next level, your seasons, whatever you need, whatever you ask of me. I'm giving it to you. But you have to apply the oil.
You have to go get the oil.
You have to get the beaten purest oil.
Now here's the thing. Now, because 7-7 and everything in life, like you earn it, and then it was like, wait a minute, hold up, because you can't earn. What is it? What's the word say? By faith alone.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So, whenever you show your faith by going through the oil, getting the oil, showing your faith, God recognizes who in you.
Yeah.
Him recognizing himself.
Self, exactly.
Means I can't go back on my word who became flesh. And now you are giving me back my word.
Wow.
I'm going to have to honor that.
Wow.
The Father only sees the blood.
He only sees the blood, the oil.
He don't see us because Jesus was the propitiation.
That's right.
He was the one, the sacrificial lamb. He was the atonement for our sins.
Listen, the only way you could get to the Father is through
the Son. It's through the Son. Through Yeshua.
That's the only way. That's the only way to get to the Father.
Jesus.
Yes. And see, my thing is, we make things so personal instead of biblical.
Yeah.
You understand? We make it so personal instead of biblical. You understand? And my thing is... Go ahead. I know you got something to say.
I'm just saying, you're right.
Yeah.
If we only speak the word, even that's why when people say the enemy, he can't come to us if we say listen. Our word, yeah, he gonna clobber mm-hmm. us. But if we speak the word
of God, that's right.
Sometimes you got to just say go.
That's right. Just go.
That's the word of God.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
He got to go.
And see, my thing is, we think that the demons flee at quotes and, you know, good energy and good vibes and stuff, right. as we were talking about earlier. And sage mm-hmm. and all that. No, you ain't going to get rid of demons.
That ain't going to run the house. Trust me, I tried it before. Somebody told me, go get some sage and burn it in the house. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, yes.
No. That junk didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was bringing in something. Right. That was bringing in something more.
Right, but
you know, people are hungry. They want to know how to get deliverance.
Yes.
Right.
And it's through applying
yes.
the oil.
It's applying the oil.
Can I read some?
Yes, go ahead and read some.
We read this already, but I'm going to read it again.
Read it again.
And we didn't realize it because we on it now this week.
I know
Check
that's right.
Check this out. So 1 John 2. Dear children, 2:18, I'm going to read all the way down. Dear children, this is the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming.
Mm. Hey.
Even now, many Antichrists have come.
Mm.
This is how we will know it is the last hour.
Yes.
They went out from us.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not really belong to us.
Remember?
Yep. If they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us.
Ooh.
But their going out showed us
that
none of them belong to us.
Ooh.
But you, me, we have an anointed.
Ooh. Say that again. We have an anointing.
From Amen. The Holy One.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And the other word says unction, in that there's a translate that says unction. I like that word better. I'm reading from a NIV.
That means God doing something like he's, yeah.
Say you know. It. Don't that sound good?
Yeah, unction. Yeah, I love that word. Yeah.
Unction. Yeah. Jesus.
Unction. You have an anointed from the Holy One. And all of you, you know the truth.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Yes.
Right.
You know the truths. Oh, my God.
We know.
We know. And the true word of God
will set us free.
Man, that's a blessing,
the
man.
Set bro. Free.
It's free indeed. You free indeed. That's it. We have to literally, you know, apply that oil, man. You know, and I think our oil needs to definitely be renewed in Jesus, you know, and we have to be beaten for that fresh oil. And see, you know, even the Bible says, beat your flesh daily. You understand? And that's a representation of the oil, making sure the oil and beating your flesh into subjection and getting the oil and staying. And see, the thing, the amazing thing of it is to make sure that we trust God more than we trust ourselves.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't trust me.
No, that's right. I don't trust me.
I do not trust me.
I'm telling you, it's such an amazing thing to actually say, you know what? I know me, but I don't trust me.
Right.
Right.
I know me, but I
don't trust me because when I'm in myself,
ooh.
You know it has to be the unction.
The unction.
The oil that has changed me.
That's right.
Me and myself, I don't want nothing good.
Yeah.
Me and my natural self.
No. That's something that we definitely have to make sure happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That we make sure we as a people do not allow ourselves to overcome and teach us or mentally say, hey, you can't trust nobody. You can't trust God. You can't trust something you can't see. And I hear that a lot, too. How you going to trust something you can't see or feel or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You understand? I can't trust me.
How is the sun hanging?
That's right.
How are you breathing?
How you know you breathing air?
Right.
You can't see.
Right. Right.
I mean, come on. You trusting somehow. You sitting on the chair.
You trust my legs.
You talking to me.
Right.
And God didn't make that chair.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So definitely, I believe wholeheartedly, we definitely have to make sure we always beat ourselves into subjection to not trust ourselves, yeah, but trust God a lot more, yeah, you know? So the oil is important. That oil is important. And I think a lot of people need to get an oil change. Can't be operating on that oil that y'all been operating on when y'all first got saved.
I think it's every 10,000 miles.
10,000 miles. You need to go ahead and get an oil change.
No, it's every, yeah, what is it? Every 2,000 miles.
But see,
it
actually depends on the car, how bad they done ran it.
Some people have never gotten they'll know because the engine gonna lock.
Yeah, the engine gonna lock. The engine lock. And see, my thing is a warning. You always get that warning to get an oil change.
It'd be beeping, and you ignore it.
You ignore the signs of the oil change. See?
Don't ignore the little oil thing. Wow. It shows you the little thing with the little
drip. It shows it with the drip. Your oil is running out.
You're losing drip.
You're losing oil. and you're losing oil because you'll be tested. And you'd be like, whoa, right, some things that used to didn't bother me now.
What the oil do for the engine? And the lubricant against the heat.
It lubricates it.
That's right. And it keeps it cool. And it keeps it running.
Blowing up.
Mm-hmm. See? Come on now.
Because it get too hot. Listen, the oil lubricates. So if it's oily, that means it's safe.
That's right.
If it's dry, then it's, you don't want it.
Wow. Yeah. So how many Christians we know that blew up?
Well, I know we seen one at the Oscars.
His oil done ran out.
Yeah, wheels.
Is he a Christian?
I heard people say he was, you know, but just because you mentioned God don't mean.
No.
He just recently went to go see somebody, Hindu or something.
If they're Hindu, they just, Hindus, they serve all
many gods, yeah.
They believe in Jesus, quote unquote, yeah, but they just do everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
and he was doing like Christian Science stuff, and that is not.
Yeah, he was mixing Christianity and science and all that other stuff.
Can't do that. God sees science.
He's a Methodist, something like that. He is. I don't know. It's A M E something.
I think the wrong person got slapped.
You say Will needed to be slapped, huh?
This is some sense.
Yeah. He got a lot of going on. I think it's.
We're going to slap him with some prayer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
his family come. They church folk for real. Like church folk like us come for it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what happened when you get up there and that fame. And that's why I say I don't want to be famous.
And I want to be with the right person.
Yes, right. That's right. That's right. So listen, y'all got to check y'all oil gauges, man. Y'all need to make sure because, nowadays, right now, we just in that era where, we have to constantly keep our oil changed.
You know
what I'm saying? We have to constantly keep a sense of,
going another level in God.
Going another level in God and keep elevating and keep evolving, in your faith. You know what I'm saying? Because most times you'll run out of faith. You know what I'm saying? How can you believe God for something and don't believe God for another?
Another thing.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, check your oil. Check your oil.
Good.
Because you off balance.
You need to go ahead and check your oil and get an oil change or see what's going on with your oil. Or change your oil.
Right. My grandfather used to get on to me a lot. And he was like, boy, I don't understand something. And I was like, what? He was like, how can you have this amount of faith in this subject of your life? Mm-hmm. It's when he said it to me, like he said, in this subject of your life, but you don't have that same amount of faith in that subject of your life. He said, that makes no sense to me. And I had to sit down. I was like, he said, the only difference is the situation. So if you can take the faith from this situation and apply it to that situation, then that's what you need to do to every other aspect that happens that falls down in your life.
Oh, wow.
That's good. Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, that's true.
Yeah, that's
true. My grandfather don't go to church, but he believes in Jesus because he knows that Jesus is
outside. Hey, that's fine.
That's wisdom.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I love God. I love Jesus. And, my situation has definitely, been built off of, what I've been taught. and what I've been in, you know, however, but when I got to know God in a better way for myself and start reading the word and started making sure, you know, I understand the word properly and where Jesus is for myself, then I understand like, yo, Jesus ain't at the church. He is outside. You understand? You know, like we said last week, you know, we started out in secret. You know, a lot of this church stuff started out in secret. You understand what I'm saying? Serving God in secret and serving and getting to read and all that other stuff in secret, but we never came out of secret. You understand? So it's like, yo, okay, it's time to go outside. You know, Jesus is outside,
right?
You know, and your oil is outside because you can't beat nothing inside.
Mm-mm.
Got to go to the olive branch.
You know, usually when people when they have like an unction or the anointing, when we say the anointing, what's the anointing? Remember when they were anointing people, they pour oil on them.
Pour
oil on,
like
down,
from the top,
all the way down.
Yeah,
because they got to get the whole.
Got to get the whole thing. Yes.
And oh, that's good.
Yes.
So, yeah, the anointing, I'm just stuck on your grandfather and that wisdom. Why can't we have faith? And that was a word for me. I'm receiving it. Because sometimes, you know, like I know me, like I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. Mm-hmm. I already know this going to work. Then something else is like, I'm like, okay. I start to panic or get thrown off a little bit. Yep. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And like, whoa. You just had faith for this.
Come on.
God worked this out. You knew this was going to happen.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's
you know how people
saying.
Say, when you put your mind to something, you already know it's going to happen.
Wow.
I mean, have that same tenacity in every area of your life so it can be balanced. Amen. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes so much sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
We might have to wait a little longer. Mm-hmm. You might have to go through a different process, but ain't God the same God?
He is.
Same God.
Same. He don't change.
He don't change.
Hey.
Wow. That's beautiful.
That is.
You know, I had a question, you know, well, I kind of, you know, in prayer, you know, and I just had a question, you know, to God, and you know, and I say, you know, because I don't want to serve God, you know, dealing with this oil topic, you know, you want to make sure you have the fresh, you know, good oil growing, you know, in your life and flowing in your life, and I say, you know, with serving God, you know, how can I define how I'm serving you? How can I define how I'm, you know, giving you my all, giving you my existence, giving you my whole being, you know, and I don't want to serve you out of afraid of going to hell.
Right.
And forget that I love you.
Right.
What did he tell you, son?
He said, don't serve me out of fear.
Right. Come on.
Don't Come on. Serve me out of fear.
Yes.
And when you serve God out of fear, then you serving him out of something you're afraid. That's almost like you loving, standing in a relationship you really don't desire to be in. Because you don't love them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid of going. And you're tolerating. And you're doing what you're subjected to do because of out of fear.
Right.
And we got to understand that. We can't serve the master out of fear. Even when you're back in slavery, understand they did what they're supposed to do out of fear, not out of love, not out of respect. And this is not a slavery.
And fear is not respect,
right?
Or honor.
Oh my goodness,
that's right.
That just gave
you went over. You went.
That's great.
When you that just touched my heart.
That just gave me. That's it. Just really,
you are a son of God.
Yes.
Because you just in that moment when you said you was praying, you know, you went from death to life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you said it literally went from an orphan to a son.
To a son. Mm-hmm. To a son. To a son that loves his daddy for real.
Right.
He gonna bless you over and over more. I'm talking about more. That was very selfless.
You know, there you put go. Yourself, pun intended.
Yes, pun intended.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, to put yourself before, and I know I can feel his heart. I know that he's sincere in this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the just warmth in the room and
yeah,
right. It's so warm. It's so fuzzy. But anyway, it's I can feel the presence of God and just his love.
Yeah.
And in what you were saying. Thank you for sharing that.
Listen, this is
my goodness.
I like to share it and make sure, you know, the people that even listens to me or, you know, that's around me, you know, I like to share that because I want to see, you know, my loved ones and people that I know here on earth and heaven with me, because that's my desire. You know, I just want to go be with them. You know, and that's where my heart is. And that came to me in prayer, you know, where it's like, I don't want to serve you. I don't want to, you know, be in a relationship with you, tolerating you, you know, out of fear of going to hell.
Right.
Because in my mindset,
that's
in
not going to last anyway.
Yeah.
You know that because don't they say conquer your fears?
Right.
You may be like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to hell. Because some people be like, I'm going to hell. We're going to be having a party down there.
Right.
So you can't. Fear and they take is it. Not going to.
No.
What they say is it's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
What?
Wow.
That's what they say.
Reign. Oh, like R-E-I-G-N. What?
Wow.
That's evil,
that is really evil and demonic.
Crazy.
Right there.
People don't even understand. Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. They don't understand.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
And I believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, y'all can tell me if y'all don't, you know, agree with this, but there's children of the light and dark.
Of course.
I think people have chosen their side.
Yes, they've chosen. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yeah.
I really believe that. Yeah.
That's Bible.
That's really.
Some people be like, oh, everyone's good. No, everyone is not good.
Everyone is not good. That's right. Right. You are absolutely right.
There's some people who actually chose their side.
Yes.
They know.
Yes.
They don't want to give up their power
because
they have a little power.
Yeah.
They think.
Yeah.
They don't want to give that up.
Wow.
And they married to their father in hell.
Yeah.
Well, they're not really in hell. I mean, say that. Not yet.
Right. But that's really, you know, where my heart is, and I really feel where, you know, even with getting this oil, you know, you have to be, you know, how we get sneakers, you have to be authenticated.
Yeah.
That's right. All oil ain't authenticated.
That's right.
You that's know,
right. Extra virgin.
Extra virgin. Because you got so much.
Where is it from?
That's right.
It also matters where that oil came from.
Come on now. Say that.
Come on.
Because you have a lot of oil out here. You have a lot of versions of oil.
It's synthetic. It ain't real. It's like it's all kind of added in.
That's right.
I did a little bit of research.
Come on here. Research? Looked up.
Yeah, I did a little bit of research on because there's different types of oils.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was looking at, like, through, like, vegetable or fruit, you know, vegetable oils.
Yeah, yeah.
And why specifically the olive oil? Why?
Mm-hmm.
And it said because you got the sunflower, you got canola, you got peanut.
Yeah, yeah.
But out of all of these, none of those carry the natural property to help flame the light.
Wow.
Only the oil. So as in what it says in the scripture, as in because it makes the light burn longer.
Yeah, yeah.
God also had a specific reason for this. Like not, you know, like I guess to say like vegetable, literally it's the only vegetable that you can beat just to use for to set something on fire.
Yeah.
Nothing else works.
Wow. That's and you know what? And the oil, you brought a good point. That's a good point. You know, to all the oils that you can drain oil from peanuts, you could drain oil from so many different things, but that does not, you know, it doesn't have it or hold the significance. Okay. To burn.
Right.
To burn in the lamp.
To burn and to burn into. See, we. Everybody getting, you know, oil from everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Other than, you know what I'm saying? That's like even vibe. In the store. Even in the store, olive oil is expensive.
Yeah.
When he was talking about the burning, like I cook with olive oil and coconut oil.
Yes.
So I already know.
Right. And that's an expensive oil, like extra virgin oil.
That's the real one. Like you have to read the ingredients and read where it came from to make sure you're getting authentic pressed
yes
olive mm-hmm. oil.
Wow, the pressed olive oil, not the crushed, but the pressed. Wow. So so we have to make sure even the process of getting this oil, that is the right oil. Mm. Even in the process. To make sure this oil is right.
Right.
Wow.
No, they be doing sometimes, and they do like it's, I don't know if it's part of the Swedish massage, but they be like, they use the olive branch and they be like beating people.
Yeah.
Just like trying to get the the muscles right and
yeah.
There they go.
Yeah.
You're like, what wow. in the world?
Wow. But yeah, I really like this topic because it really just opens up my heart to, you know, a better way of serving God and getting in a better relationship with God, you know, so that way I can make sure I operate in God a lot better. You understand, a lot better. And even when you get an oil change and even when you get fresh oil, it seemed like the car drives better.
Yeah.
It does.
It drives a whole lot better, you know, with the fresh oil change, you know, and we just have to be mindful that, you know, to keep our faith strong and to keep our faith, you know, continually. Because sometimes, you know, well, most times if you're not careful, you'll run out of faith.
Yeah.
And just like what Fifi was saying earlier, you believe God for this, but then now, you know, what's going on with this issue? So it's almost like your faith is picky, you know. You having picky faith, you know, wishy-washy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to be continue in your faith.
Yes.
You know, when you're operating and wanting God to do things. Okay. You know what I'm saying, in your life when you're dealing with oil. You know, so it represents Jesus.
How do you get the oil?
Ooh,
Heathen, how do you get the oil?
You got to be obedient. You got to receive him. Then you got to be obedient. It's simple. Yeah. It's simple. You got to expect to be beaten. Stop waking up. I tell people that I talk to and everything that God had me minister to, I tell them a lot. Look, stop waking up every. Go ahead and get a jump on the devil. You want to know how to get a jump on the devil? Wake up every morning expecting something to go wrong.
Wow.
Go ahead, wake up expecting it. But that don't mean to get down. That don't mean to get into your emotions. That don't mean to get in your feelings or in your mind. But what that means is I got to know my opponent. And if I'm already his adversary, I know he's going to come at me. It's a given.
Wow.
It's a given. I know he wants to come at me. So what am I going to do?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago you had on your armor with Ephesians 6:11. And, you know, he had in his breastplate and it had the scripture there. And that's the visual I just got.
Wow.
Because we have to know our opponent. We have to know how to defeat the enemy.
Yes.
Because
yes.
he know us.
He know that's us. Right. That's right.
So
that's
why
right.
we don't know him. We need to know. We ain't focusing on that booger all the time now. We ain't focusing on him. Give all glory to Yahweh. But we want to know who our enemy is.
Who our enemy is, that's right.
You need to know who your enemy is.
Yes.
Right. Don't tell me the enemy comes up and you didn't even know.
Yeah. He was coming. Yeah, he was coming, that's right.
You need to know he coming for you.
That's right. That's right.
And you need to be prepared when he comes.
When he comes.
Not a late reaction. No, you need to discern.
This overtook me. I didn't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
We know. We know. We just like, Father, prepare me for the storm when it comes.
That's good. And see, I even had that habit of praying when the spiritual battle or spiritual warfare comes and not before. Yeah. You know, so you have to develop a habit of praying before.
Always be in
the battle.
Yes.
Pray before the enemy comes because he's going to come. That's evident. That's just like when we started, you were saying that, you know, we have a mindset of, you know, thinking that everything is going to be good all day in gravy and we depend on good vibes and energies and all the different things and don't expect the enemy to come in and disrupt that. But then we don't pray unless something happens we need to pray and
fall right in line. Jesus.
We need to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
God. We need to pray without ceasing, always. You understand? And see, you develop a habit of praying when a warfare or when a battle come or when a problem or when a situation arise. Then we want to pray. Then you want to stand strong in God.
And that's not strong in God.
That's not strong in God. You know, you can't do that. You have to be praying without ceasing. You have to continually have God on your lips. You have to have Spirit of God in your life, on your lips, all around you, every situation, whatever. It doesn't matter if something is not arising in your life. You still, you understand, you still pray for the protection and for the protection and the guidance and, you know, everything in your life of God.
Yeah.
And you want to say, hey, I'm standing strong in God. Well, you should have been standing with God all along.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been doing this all along. You know, you develop a habit of everything else. Start developing a habit
with God.
With God.
A relationship with Him.
You know?
It sounds harsh to the faint hearted, but it's the truth. It's the word of God. God wants us to start applying His word.
That's right. That's right. Just like we just said, you know, the word of God, you know, has to respond to everything in our life. It has to, you know.
It has to.
You have to apply the word of God. And see, we want to apply quotes. Oh, that fits me. Oh, that's good. Man, the quote ain't going to do nothing for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do anything for your life.
Nope. It's a cover up.
It's a cover up. It's something that you want to relate to. You understand? Relate to the word of God. Get in the word of God and apply it. Apply this thing, and that's how you can be beaten for the good oil and the finest oil, and Jesus can recognize Himself in you. He can recognize the blood on your life.
Yes.
You understand? When they put Him on the cross and they beat Him to death, blood was streaming. We were saved by the blood. The oil. Mm-hmm. We were saved by the blood. Even when they put the blood on the post, even when they put the blood, you know, blood streaming down, they didn't stop. They didn't stop nothing until the blood.
Yes.
So we are saved by the blood.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In other words, we're saved by the oil.
Yeah.
We're saved by the oil. We're saved with the oil. And we have to apply the oil in everything that we're in.
Yes.
And that's where it is. It's simple. It's simple. It's the word of God is so simple. And if we read it as our life applies to it, we won't have any issues. We'll apply it. We'll go ahead and God, you see what's going on. You see what's happening. You understand? Everything was predestined. These battles, these situations, everything. We already knew it was going to come. So guess what? The Bible says pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. So why am I stopping?
Yes.
Why am I stopping?
Mm-hmm. When you think of a lamp, you turn the lamp on in darkness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The lamp stays lit.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever it goes, the darkness never gets close enough to where it can't be seen.
Oh, wow. 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 Yeah.
So once you turn that lamp on, once God turns that lamp on, He wants that lamp to stay lit.
Stay lit continuously.
Continuously. And that darkness will never.
Never close in. Wow. Wow.
It stays lit. Darkness only can go so far around light or it'll cast a shadow.
And we'll know it's there.
We'll know it's
darkness
there.
Darkness cannot stay in the light.
Wow.
That's why the word, Jesus said, you are the light of the world, and you are the salt.
Salt of the earth.
Salt. Light and that's right. Salt.
Get that Martins over there. You're the salt of the earth. Wow.
And you're light. You can't touch either one of those.
My God.
Ah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's real good. I love this topic, you know, and just to let y'all know, we're on season 3. We're on season 3. I know I was supposed to say it in the beginning, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We got it.
We're on season 3 of On the Underground, and I'm so happy.
Me too.
I'm happy. You know, season 3.
That's awesome.
You know, and in this season, we're definitely going to be doing a lot of encouraging. you know, we're going to be doing a lot of encouraging. And yeah. I know definitely from previous seasons, which were very good. Listen, I've learned a lot from previous seasons, but, you know, I definitely want to, you know, be more encouraging, you know, to the body, you know what I'm saying? Because after it's been beaten, you want to be able to put it back together.
That's what happened first season. We beat these people. Beat these people.
Beat. We love you, though.
We love you. Man, I just beat you across the head. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, but we're going to do a lot of, you know, in season three, we're going to just do a lot of more encouraging, you know? And yes. You know, lifting the people up.
I was just thinking, some of our fans perhaps are sheep, and you know the sheep, the shepherd, that sticky care. Mm-hmm. You know, they use it to break the sheep's legs.
Mm. If one keep on running out the thing, they have to.
They have to.
Yeah,
and that seems so cruel, but it's for your protection because there's wolves outside of that sheep herd. Ooh, like if you want to go out the sheep gate, there's wolves out there who can get you, and you keep running off from the flock.
That's right. So that's right.
You need to know that. Stop running away from the flock.
Stop running from the flock. Yeah. And sit your butt down.
Stay with the shepherd.
Stay with the shepherd.
So he can, you know.
Yes.
Beat the wolf.
Beat the wolf. That's right.
And not the hoof. No.
We don't want him to break the hoof. Beat the wolf, not the hoof.
Not the hoof.
What the heck? Oh my. That joke is hilarious.
Yes, yes.
Beat the wolf, not the hoof. Love it.
But yes, I love this topic.
Let's
though.
Let's do it. This is
but yes, we're on season three, and I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. This is good. And yes, we're going to be doing a lot more encouraging and, you know, encouraging our brothers and sisters. And definitely, you know, we're going to do it the underground way. So, you know, hey, it's how we going to come at you, you know.
Yeah.
So listen, we're going to get up out your face and up out your ear. We're very appreciative of all our listeners and everybody. I hope y'all bring your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your uncles, the one that's toes bigger than the others, the one that ain't cut their toenails in about a year.
He's talking about toes.
Toes is just toes. People need to really refine.
You talking about somebody big toe.
Big toe, little toe, you know, little ears, green. Big ears.
Collard greens.
Yeah, collard greens.
You can't cook greens.
No, what nobody else? Cook. A lot of people can't greens. Cook greens.
Yeah.
We talked about that, too.
Yeah, the greens and what else we said? we still said so many different things.
Toes, collard greens.
Yeah. You know. But yeah, we need all them people. Hey, listen, last week you were saying to get the people that say the mute been talking about them.
Yeah,
he said what?
That's what Ethan said.
He said when they been talking about the people that the mute's been talking about them.
The mute can't talk. The mute can't talk.
Yeah, that's so goofy. That's terrible.
Oh my gosh. But yes, everybody listen, y'all go ahead, download the application. Stay tuned, man. Listen, y'all stay connected to the underground. You know, don't miss a beat. You know, we got more stuff coming, and you know, this encouraging season. And listen, I'm amped for it. I'm all for the encouragement and lifting some people up and lifting their spirits up and lifting their hearts, you know, and getting them closer to God and letting them know, like, yo, listen, let's get this together. You can do it. You can really overcome this stuff, you know.
Right.
We in this together
and we
one body.
That's one body. So listen, we gonna get up out your face and about your ear. I'm your boy Sevelis the artist. I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother Heathen. I'm licking cause Jesus is the reason.
And I'm Phoebe Lovejoy. I love you.
Phoebe Lovejoy. We gonna get up out of here. Peace.